It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Battle of Gettysburg was 150 years ago. Ancient history to some, but a Point Park business professor named George Bromall says there are lessons to be learned from that war that are still relevant today. Lessons of supply and demand, transportation, construction, and more. He joins us now in Studio A. Professor Bromall, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. Good to be here.
What gave you the idea for doing something like this?
I took my kids there and was amazed to find how much attention they paid when they were actually on the battlefield. And from that, we had a course at Point Park called Business History Perspectives. And I decided to see if it would work with some students, graduate students, undergraduate students. And it worked out the first year, and that was 14 years ago, and we've been doing it for 14 years.
Are there any other schools that you know of that do this?
Yeah, actually, a couple that we've run into while we've been at Gettysburg on our various trips, the military academies are there. The University of Maryland has some special courses there, and I think it's becoming very popular to take students on field trips. If we go back and look at what happened on our field trips. In fact, waiting to come on, I talked with one of your earlier guests, and she had been to Gettysburg for 3 days as an eighth grader and still remembered vividly every detail. So when people go on trips, they seem to remember what it was, they absorb the information, and they learn tremendously in a group setting.
What kinds of situations do you put your students in while you are at Gettysburg?
Well, Gettysburg is a very interesting battle, a three-day battle with probably 8 or 9 very critical moments that would have changed the course of the battle. And we would get to one of those places when we're on the battlefield. I'll ask a student, what would you do here? And how would you do it? And why would you do it? And what would the effect be? Or how would you determine what the effect would be? And putting the students in those positions where they have to use their critical thinking skills is interesting, because then we get some pretty good dialogue. Oh, I would do this, or I would not do this. We get sometimes a consensus and sometimes not. But it's good to put students in a situation where they have to make a critical decision and then have to justify it.
Now, the enemy, of course, for the Union Army was the Confederates. They were led by the famous General Robert E. Lee. Was Robert E. Lee that good? I'm not saying good from the moral sense, but from the strategic sense.
He was an incredible leader, incredible general. Probably had his highest praise from Winston Churchill, who said he was the greatest general that he had ever studied. What he did with his outnumbered, outmanned, outgunned army in the year and a half prior to the Battle of Gettysburg was incredible. He got to Gettysburg, and he had a great first day of the battle, an okay second day, and the third day was a disaster. And so this morning I probably figured that Peyton Manning knows how Robert E. Lee felt, because it's pretty much the same thing, one of the greatest generals in history. Corresponding to Peyton Manning, just had a really bad day, and there was nothing he could do to win that battle.
So what would a student that you take to the battlefield learn from that?
Well, adaptive learning. You know, how far would you go? How would you press the battle? You know, scholars believe that the battle could have been won by the Confederacy on the first day, but maybe the most important player was not on the field the first day of the battle for the Confederacy, and that was Stonewall Jackson. Stonewall Jackson had been killed just 3 weeks before, and there was a complete reorganization of the Confederate Army. So the communication lines, which are tremendous in any business or any organization, were changed. When Robert E. Lee gave a command to the replacement for Stonewall Jackson, he didn't respond the way Jackson would have responded. And that's just one of those small things that maybe a 15-minute delay cost the Confederacy a substantial piece of ground on the first day. Had they achieved that area of ground on Cemetery Ridge and Culp's Hill, they may have changed the tune of the battle.
We're talking with Professor George Bromall of Point Park University. He's a business professor. He teaches a class in which he takes his students to Gettysburg and walks them about the battlefield. As you heard, the name of your class is what exactly?
It's called Business History Perspectives, and it's a general class. We run it once a year at Gettysburg. And we usually do it again. We call it, in another form, Pittsburgh Business History. And we talk about the history of Pittsburgh as it relates to business from 1750 to the present.
And what are the lessons to be learned? What are the students getting out of this?
They get a tremendous trip where they can actually see the result of the Battle of Gettysburg. They can trace the steps of famous leaders on both sides. We culminate our trip with the famous Pickett's Charge. We all walk Pickett's Charge. Now, we're doing this in February and March, where they did it in July. So instead of the overwhelming heat, we're dealing with snow, and sometimes we walk through a foot and a half or 2 foot of snow. Hopefully this year we won't have so much, but you can never tell. They learned tremendous lessons in adaptive leadership, and that's what all of our business leaders have to have. How are we going to adapt to different situations? Last year, our bus had transmission problems on the way to Gettysburg. The last hour, or the last 15 miles of the trip took 2 hours, so we were behind time by 2 hours. We had to adapt to that. Now, pretty easy to do with cell phones. It wasn't so easy for Robert E. Lee and George Meade and the rest of the Army generals to do without the great communication that we have today.
And what reaction do you get from your students?
The amazing thing is that they become the teachers. About a third of the students are back to Gettysburg within a year. And they're taking their friends and their family, and they're giving them the tour. Now, most people only take a two-hour tour of Gettysburg. Our students spend 12 hours on the battlefield, another 15 hours in the classroom, and we use the bus as our classroom on the way to and on the way home. So they get a pretty exhaustive study of the Battle of Gettysburg.
George Bromall is a Point Park business professor, and he teaches a course in which he takes his students to the Gettysburg battlefields to learn lessons about adaptability, among other things. Professor Bromall, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.